Stranded for days, this airlift was forced to wait for the extreme weather to subside before helicopters could even begin to rescue motorists trapped by the floodwaters. This is just one of many similar scenes happening across British Columbia. Meteorologists warned of the approaching atmospheric river headed toward the west coast of Canada late last week. None could have predicted just how much rain would fall or for how long. Record rains devastated major highways. One by one, they were all closed. The first to close due to a mudslide was the busiest, the Coquihalla Highway, with a major connection between the Port of Vancouver and the rest of Canada sustaining major damage. And officials have yet to determine any timeline on reopening.
In the case of a debris, it may be as simple as moving the debris and ensuring that the road is safe. It may be in other areas that, there needs to be additional work done. But the bottom line is this, those technical assessments are being done, and the Ministry of Transportation and Highways are working as hard as they can to get roads open as quickly and as safely as possible.
Evacuations and rescues remain the priority, also with the search and recovery of anyone reported missing. Deadly heat and wildfires in summer, and just 5 months later, record rain and flooding, all adding volume to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's plea at COP26 about the impacts of the climate emergency in Canada.
Canada is warming on average twice as quickly as the rest of the world. And in our north, it's three times quicker. The science is clear. We must do more and faster.
With the storm now past, the repair and reopening timeline is the looming concern. Jody Vance, Al Jazeera, Vancouver.